emojis to get your attention. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day with your host, Nabil Aziz. You ever heard of the fourth wall? It's a performance convention from the theater. We see it used in movies, plays, sitcoms, even comic books. Breaking the fourth wall is any instance in which this performance convention, having been adopted more generally in drama, is violated. Now, this can be done through either directly referencing the audience, the play as a play, or the character's fictionality. The temporary suspension of the convention in this way draws attention to its use in the rest of the performance. This act of drawing attention to a play's performance conventions is meta-theatrical. Now, if you want to see this in action, you can listen to the title of this podcast, because first you thought, what the F? And then you clicked or listened. Now, what am I doing here? I'm marketing by acknowledging the marketing I'm using to market to you. Yeah, I know it's meta as fuck. Now, why does it work? You know, when you scroll through your feeds, either your social media feed or your inbox or your podcast titles, you have a certain expectation of what type of, you know, subject lines or titles you'll see, because you've likely seen hundreds of thousands of subject lines at this point. You're on autopilot. I mean, you're sort of paying attention, but not quite. And your brain is reducing its cognitive load by using heuristics, i.e. your past experience, to decide which emails to open and which to ignore, or which tweets or Facebook posts to open and which to ignore, or which podcasts to listen to and which to ignore. Now, the title of my podcast is sort of like an air horn at point blank range in the ear of the meditating Buddha that is your half-asleep brain. Sometimes they call this a pattern interrupt. Now, here's another example from my buddy Ed Lattimore, who is masterful at this. So he's got this tweet that says, Ed Lattimore's tweets are 99% high quality, very insightful, self-improvement type material. But once in a while, he'll drop a dime like this. And I'll quote him here. Crackheads hustle 4 days straight to get a rock. No sleep or food. You ever work that hard for something? Don't get outworked by a crackhead. When he drops stuff like this, A, you stop in your tracks, and B, you burst out laughing. He's breaking the fourth wall. In this case, the theme of his Twitter profile, to break your autopilot and pull you into his void. Now, he owns your mind, and the business applications are endless. So, when's the best time to break the fourth wall? The pattern interrupt works best when your audience is in on the joke, when you have some shared mental model everyone is operating from. It won't work if your audience has no idea what the hell you're talking about. For example, I was thinking of using a line with a Street Fighter reference, but how many of you have played the game? Sure, you can Google it, but why make you jump through hoops? It follows, therefore, breaking the fourth wall is best used when you are marketing to people in your industry. So in our case, when I'm talking to copywriters and marketers, to give you a better idea of what this looks like, let me read for you a section from a landing page I wrote for my content agency Dropkick Copy. And our target audience there are other copywriters or digital agencies. So the headline is something, something, something email, something, something, something subscribe today. And the body copy says, hey there, friend, this is a landing page. Internet gurus like us use them to gently persuade you to give us your email address. Why, you ask? None of your goddamn business, that's why. No, but seriously, we know things you don't. Not a whole lot, but enough though. Things like content strategy and growth marketing. And we tell people these things we know in emails. If you want to receive these things we know in your email, enter your email address below and click on the button. And the landing page goes on. I shared this landing page with some of my copywriter buddies, and here's what one of them said about it. I freaking love this. Self-deprecating meta humor is so very much my favorite thing. Way to deconstruct and flip the typical opt-in. I especially love that you're 100% upfront on the fact that this is a daily newsletter and they shouldn't sign up if they aren't down with that. Perfectly aligns with your transparent marketing approach. Now, me giving out an exact script for this tactic is impossible. It has to be 100% organic from your mind, because you know your industry and business best. So I'm confident you can come up with a way to break the fourth wall that's effective and 100% relevant to you and your people. And when you do, screenshot it and send me the reactions. Love, peace, and chicken grease. I'm out.